Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Mike Armstrong podcast show. And this afternoon, or well, it's actually evening time now, and it's probably afternoon in America, we're joined by Monica Ortega, who is a travel host based in Denver, Colorado, and historically originated from Mexico, well, in the surname at least. But how are you doing today, Monica? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm just living my best life at the moment. So every day is awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. So obviously we met on Clubhouse, which is pretty much where all of my guests have been on in the last couple of weeks since I've been on Clubhouse have come from. My guest booking has 10x'd, and it's fantastic to have you on. So thank you very much for that. It doesn't mean I'm not sleeping very much, but I'm providing great content, which is the mission. So. So thanks for joining me on the mission, and tell us a little bit about how you come about being a travel host and what your sort of day-to-day career is like as a travel host.
Yeah, so I just moved to Denver from Los Angeles, and I was out there doing acting and singing and emceeing big music festivals. And I kind of realized I fell in love with hosting. I was like, that is 1,000% what I'm supposed to do, is be on stage, speaking to people, hosting on camera. And so I took a hosting class, and she said, you know what? The old ways of going to auditions to get noticed are gone. So you have to create a YouTube show just to get auditions. So I took my phone and I started hiking and doing the outdoor stuff that I love, and just put it up on YouTube as Monica Goes. And I fell in love with that and just kept doing the outdoor thing, made a show about facing my fears. So a lot of episodes are me just crying, hanging off a cliff and things. But yeah, so it's been 6 years now, and we've got over 100 episodes and blogs and worked with some big companies. So it's been a crazy ride, that's for sure.
Wow. And to be honest with you, I'm a bit envious of that, because I love travel and I love being in front of a camera and stuff. And if I could combine the two, that would have been awesome. But I've got to sit here in the cold Wales and do no adrenaline stuff and no sunshine and just get cold. So definitely envious of that lifestyle. So yeah, sounds amazing.
You know, my very first big hike was in Wales. It was Egon, wherever that is.
Was that in the Bracken Beacons? Was it the Bracken Beacons towards Snowdonia?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's lovely. Love, beautiful, beautiful country.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Well, everyone who comes to Wales, they love it. Like, you know, I love Wales. I'm a mad, passionate Welsh sports fan and just Wales fan. I've actually branded myself as the Welsh Dragon for speaking. So. So I'm a bit of a warrior anyway, so why not be the Welsh Dragon, like representing my country on an international stage?
Yeah.
So where's the best place you've been to record for your travel show?
Oh, you know, that's always like the hardest question to answer, because every place kind of has its own thing. Iceland is incredible. Costa Rica is amazing. Most of the show is done in the U.S., so I love Zion National Park in Utah. But the coolest experience I've ever gotten to do was go skydiving into a vineyard in Washington State. And it's the only place, at least in the US, that you can do it. So that was pretty memorable.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So I actually was lined up to do a skydive before I left the corporate world, and I haven't quite done one, but it's definitely on my bucket list. So I've done, trampolining, I've done indoor skydiving, I've done zip wiring, which is I think is the world's biggest zip wire in Wales. I've done all sorts, like, you know, I've got some fantastic pictures actually, which I could send you if you thought they would be of use to you, of a zip wire in Chatsworth. Yeah. I've got some really good content, and also actually, if you wanted me to do a travel blog or a vlog or something different, I'm more than happy to do that for you as well, if you thought that was some value that I could add to your show. I'm on a mission to be the most known person on the planet, really. So anything I can do to increase that mission, because I'm on such a big mission to help as many entrepreneurs on the planet, and therefore I got to become really known to be able to get on the stages. I want to do a gig for 70,000-80,000 people at the Millennium Stadium, you know, my homeland, one of the best stadiums in the world, and just inspire, you know, young entrepreneurs to get into entrepreneurship, and just just an amazing event. That's my vision. That's my vision board. That's why I got a map of the world on my wall. I can show you that if you want to.
I love it. I've got my vision board back here.
Well, brilliant. Well, yeah, so I'm looking at it constantly all the time. And then when I get connected to new people in new places, I grab a bread pan and stick it on the board. It's a bit like my ringing the bell, you know, and I just think the more people, I generally help people everywhere I go because I'm a massive helper. I'm a philanthropic entrepreneur. So that's why if I can do anything for you, I'll do it. You know, whether it be provide content or give share your content, share your information, market your YouTube channel, anything. You know, I'm out there to help people because the more people you help get what they want, the more people, the more you get what you want, really.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Oh,
yeah, and vice versa. I have the same mindset. We all rise together.
Yeah, exactly. A rising tide lifts all boats.
Yep.
Which is what one of my favorite quotes at the moment. Like, you know, so how's your YouTube channel going? What sort of numbers you got? How long you been doing it? That sort of thing.
It's definitely been a slow grow. So I'm at about 3.2 thousand. But it's been an uphill battle for sure. I've kind of run into the issue of, because I come from a hosting background, I really wanted to create like a Travel Channel style show, which is nice in theory, but doesn't really translate as much to YouTube. But I ended up finding ways to finance it through tourism boards because they liked the fact that it was a hosting destination focused show. So that's been pretty good. I've made some really good contacts and I've been able to finance it through those things. But in terms of the growth on YouTube, I'm kind of at a pivoting point right now, trying to figure out, you know, how do I show more personality and maybe do some behind the scenes and show that I'm a massive goofball at the same time. So.
Well, that would be awesome. Also, a good friend of mine is in West Wales, which is like the most beautiful part of Wales. Coastal and all that sort of stuff. And she's a voiceover artist. So again, she'd probably do a little thing for you. Another good friend of mine has been in media all her life, Gweno. She was doing a woman show about Edith Piaf before COVID. And this was like a life's work and it got put off because of COVID. But she's a big sort of a Welsh patriot as well. And she does a song for Wales on like Eisteddfod. And she does all sorts of stuff, you know. She's in her 60s, great person. I could probably link you up with her. I'm a connector of people and dots, etc. Also, I met someone the other day who is a voiceover artist of 20 odd years in America. And he's actually currently in the Cayman Islands. So again, if you want to, I'm pretty sure that would make some good content. So I don't know if these things are useful to you. Or they're just things that pop in my head.
No, for sure. I mean, I did some voiceover stuff in LA and... you know, I think that part of it I have down, but I'm definitely always down to just collaborate with other people and get some more guests on the show. Because I think one thing I realized as well is I loved live hosting. I was an MC for big music events, which unfortunately are at a standstill right
now. Which music?
Mostly country, because I also teach line dancing. So Stagecoach is the biggest country music festival. It's right... Coachella, it's the same event, it's just the week after.
Okay.
So I always MC there and DJ and teach line dancing. And then I've done some other big country music festivals around the nation. But I love that.
Dolly? You met Dolly?
Oh God, I wish. She's the best. I've met a lot of people in country music because I used to live in Nashville. I actually moved to Nashville to sing and write music. I feel like I've done a million things.
You are, by the sounds of it. You're as busy as I am.
Yeah, so I know a lot of people in the country music industry, but I miss that live interaction. And a lot of times when it's just me in a travel destination or my producer and myself, I don't get that. So I'm definitely looking to do more collaborations because it's more fun. I feel like it's more relatable. And personally, it's just something I enjoy. I love talking to people, so.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. Well, if I can connect you with anyone, just reach out to me and tell me what sort of people you would be interested in or what sort of places, because I literally go around the globe connecting people and globetrotting virtually, like, you know, and I'm literally everywhere, like, you know. But in addition to that as well, I used to do quite a fair bit of traveling as well when I was in employment, before I went self-employed. Don't do so much now. I've been to Ibiza, I've been to Morocco, that's about it in my last 8 years of self-employment. But before that, when I was employed, I'd been to like places like Hawaii, the British Virgin Islands, Karabakh, which is a beautiful island in the South Pacific, you know, towards New Zealand, amazing. The British Virgin Islands, sailing around Richard Branson's Necker Island and all of that.
That's amazing.
Been to Cuba, you know, been to Ibiza 5 times. So I love all of the... really sort of interesting destinations of the world.
Yeah, you've traveled more than I have. I'm from Michigan originally, and we always say in the Midwest, we don't fly anywhere. If we can drive there within like 30 hours, we drive. So a lot of what I've done is just road trips around the US. And, you know, luckily the US has so many amazing places and national parks to visit. So I do love exploring that stuff, but I definitely cannot wait to get back out and do some more international travel when it's available.
Well, yeah, definitely, definitely. And a place I would highly recommend anyone to go ever is Maui. Maui is just beautiful.
I've never been to Hawaii, and it's my producer's dream destination. So I told her one of these days we're going to go.
Well, what you want to do is you want to prepackage a trip to Maui, and you want to get a sponsor of a hotel in Maui and get them to pay for it.
Yeah, that's the goal. It's actually, Hawaii's been the hardest state to get to do partnerships with because they don't need to promote themselves. Everybody knows they're amazing.
Yeah.
So it's definitely been something I've been working on for years. That and Alaska.
Okay. Well, if ever I come across anyone to do with Alaska or Hawaii, then I will definitely remember you, Monica. So that's how I connect dots, I do. So when I meet people, I need to know what the dot is that I need to connect them with. So you putting out there what you're looking for is really good help to someone like me, a global connector. But I'm just not just me, a global connector with lots of contacts. I've got lots of global connectors with lots of contacts. So it's like layers, super layers, if you like, of people. So one of my friends has got 150 WhatsApp groups. So, I don't know if he's got a travel one or not, but if he haven't, he could actually create one and put you in it. But he manages all of these. It's a bit like having 150 Clubhouse rooms. That's what he's been doing that before Clubhouse. It's just all via text rather than vocal, like, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, brilliant. So, again, I can connect you with him, no problem. And he's connected with people all around the world. They're all sort of geographical and niche-themed Clubhouses, you know, rooms. So, yeah, that would be great. And then I know loads of like women networks, and I know one of the fastest growing global networks. They do 150 events a month, you know, in different places. So I know some really big places, like some really good places where you can find some travel enthusiasts and maybe get those collaboration content.
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely. So how's your Clubhouse experience been so far?
Oh my gosh, it's been amazing. So in case that wasn't enough stuff that I do, I host a podcast called Stumbling Forward with my producer about entrepreneurship. And then I also am in the process of writing a book. So I feel like with all of the different things, Clubhouse, I'll pop into one about YouTube, and then I pop into one about podcasting. And I'm a lifelong learner. I love conferences. So to me, it's like live conferences, and I get to learn from the best of the best. And it's addicting. I have to like stop myself at the end of the day, put the phone away.
I love it as well. You sound exactly like me. Like, I'm a lifelong learner. I love business expert. I love networking, communicating, connecting. I used to do a nightclub promotion. So I didn't MC, but I used to be a raver in the 90s, dance music. And I used to love dancing as well. I never used to teach it, but I used to rock it.
Oh, see, I'm a terrible dancer. That's the funniest thing about it, is I got the job by joking around about how bad I was and just jumping out and pulling out all these guests to come dance with me and just making a fool of myself. And that's how I got hired. So it's really ironic that I've been teaching line dance for like 15 years. One of these days I'll figure out I can't dance.
It sounds entertaining to me. It sounds really, that's the best sort of dancing when you don't know what you're doing. The sort of dancing I do, I can never follow the rules, because I just let the music tell me what I need to do. I don't need the rules. I'm not a
rule. I need the rules.
Forget the rules. How do you push them and bend them and just own your own version of the rules?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you, because I met you, I think, in a travel room, one I got bounced into or something. I end up clicking my phone to do like Instagram or something, and like a pop-up pops up, and you hit the phone to do send or something, and you end up in a room. And I love that. I just love randomization of rooms, I think I met you
actually my first day on Clubhouse. It was like one of the first rooms I'd popped in. And then of course you came to me on Instagram and you're like, hey, you want to be on my show? And I was like, I love this app already. This is amazing.
It's so easy to get people on podcasts. It's like, yeah. I got a four line pitch, because I'm not selling anything at the end of the day. I have got things I can promote people to, but I'm just giving value, and that's what I'm all about. And so I just say, when can we podcast?
Yeah.
Don't need much more than that, but, you know, I sometimes put a bit more in if I think, you know, maybe this person might not be from that sort of mindset. But like 99% of the people, you just say, when can we podcast? That's enough. Yep. You know what I mean? And I don't have a strict criteria, because I just love all entrepreneurs. Everyone's got value to give. Everyone's got information. So like, I don't care what level someone is or wherever they are in the experience, in the journey. Don't bother me. I just want to get to know people, know how I can help them, and share their message. Because I'm on a mission to become like really, really known, which means my YouTube channel will become really, really known. And then all of the people who've been on it will start becoming really, really known. For rising tide. So that's what I'm trying to do. So I'm actually on a record-breaking attempt to do more podcast episodes in a year than anyone else has ever done in my first year. And then I'm going to get a load of publicity to actually promote the fact that I've hit the record. And then I'm just going to drive traffic to my YouTube channel and my podcast. It's a strategy.
That's great. That sounds like a good strategy.
Do something different that no one else has ever done. And not only will it get you PR and press, but it'll also get you into the record books, and it'll also allow you to get speaking on stages, because people want to hear about something no one else has ever done.
Yeah, and I feel like that was the one big mistake that I made with my show, is because I didn't plan on being a YouTuber and I was thinking I would use that to get auditions, I never treated it as a business. I never tried to build up the subscriber list. And it was about, you know, 2.5 years in that I thought, oh shoot, this is a business and I got to take it like one. So it's great that you're doing it now. I wish I would have done that from the start, for sure.
Yeah. And do you know all the contacts that you're communicating with? What's the main thing that you're always looking for? You know, when you connect with people, what's the driver? What's the funnel? Where are you trying to push them to? You're trying to push them to a show, or to watch your YouTube channel, or to sign up to an event? Or what's the driver?
Yeah, it's definitely mostly the YouTube channel right now. In fact, I had a meeting yesterday with a potential publisher of my book, and even he said, he was like, you have the podcast, you have the book, you have the show, and he's like, we got to figure out a way to get people where you want them to go. So that's definitely something I've struggled with, of, you know, I don't know where to direct people. But I think I'm at the point now where I'm like, I need to just focus on the show and really build up the YouTube, and that's the goal. But eventually they will all connect.
Yeah, and how long have you been involved in the travel industry?
6 years. So when I started the show about 6 years ago, but I've been doing performing, since I was 18. I went to college for it. I worked at a resort, singing, acting, dancing, all of that. So that's been, 20-some years?
Yeah. It's strange when you look back. I've been doing what I do for 32 years. So I'm only 43, but I've been doing it for 32 years because I started at 11.
There you go.
Yeah. So literally, my advice for you would be is to create 4 or 5 products. Yeah. The ebook, which is for some quick tips on getting involved in the travel industry and doing your own travel show or something. Yeah. Top 10 tips or 50 tips or whatever you want to do. Look at what's available and just offer more value than the other people. Do something then a little bit dearer. So that one at like $100 or something. And step in at like the $500 and do like a week course or a one-on-one class or something like that. And then I'd advise you to do something around maybe like £1,500, or maybe like a 4-week course or something. And then you'd probably go something like $3,000 for like a 5-month course or something, or 6-month course or something. Hour a month for 6 months with course in and that. And then do like a super duper corporate course where you train, you know, new staff at corporates on how to, you know, be a travel presenter or something like that, you know, have those different links, funnel people into that is what I would probably do. Funnel up at the top and work their way down. If they're not interested in that, they might be interested in this.
That's good advice.
Yeah. So that's what I think you should do, because there's a lot of people out there at the moment wanting to, follow your path, if you like, you know, get a channel and get a podcast and all that sort of thing. That's sort of, the best thing. I always say at least have 3 packages, like small, medium, and large. You know, it's the same with the sponsorship. You know, you should have like a small adverts, a little adverts, the medium package should be maybe like a big run of adverts, and then the large package should be like sponsor the whole site or sponsor the section or sponsor a feature, you know, or in fact, you probably have sponsor a feature or sponsor an episode, and then you have sponsor the whole site. So there's at least four packages there as well in the podcast. So, I'm a sales and marketing strategist, and I love helping people. So especially making money. I'm not in a mission for making money. I do all right as it is that I get by in life. And, you know, when the money, I'm on a mission to just become known. And then if you do that, then at some point you hit a tipping point and you'll make the money. So, you know, I'm happy to play the long game. But for other people who need to earn more money because of their cost of living or whatever, then they need to do those packages and just make sure their process is right. So, that's my advice, really. So I don't know if that helps you, but hopefully it has in some way.
For sure, because I've spoken at a few different travel conferences about creating travel videos. So you're right. Maybe I should find a way to market that into, yeah, you know, some evergreen content of a course that I can continue to make money off of. That'd be great.
And then get yourself a bit of a case study as how you monetized it, and then sell that as a course to the other travel people about how they monetize it then.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, well, I got a feeling you're in a very similar space to me, just in the travel space rather than I'm in the entrepreneur space. But you're actually in the entrepreneur space as well with the podcast. So, you know, and I'd love to get in the travel space at some point. So very similar people with similar experiences. So, therefore, I understand where you're coming from. And that's why I think the more you can help other people, the better you could be, because it's a hard slog, entrepreneurship. It's not easy. There's a lot of stuff you've got to keep learning, which is why we're lifelong learners. Why we go to so many events, because we know the importance of another extra bit of nugget or another extra bit of information, you know. So, you know, because sometimes you just, you know, sometimes you pick up little bits here and there and they're okay. But then every now and then you find that big gold nugget. And you're like, game-changing nugget, you know?
Yeah,
definitely. So tell me a little bit more about the long-term plan. Have you actually, you know, have you got yourself a big goal that you're working to, or
what? Well, my big goal is speaking. MCing events, you know, speaking to people kind of about, so my book is called The Power of Pivoting, and it's really about creating a life you love, you know, especially when things go wrong. And so I really want to speak to people about that. So again, that's still in like the publishing process. So eventually, you know, the podcast of helping entrepreneurs, the Facing Your Fears of my show, and then the book of pivoting will all sort of come together to just hopefully just inspire people to take chances in life and make it the best they can.
Yeah, well, so I'm on a mission to put a load of coursework together for my message, which is follow your passion to find your voice. So, you know, so they have to follow their passion to pivot, first of all. And then, because I come from the communication sector, I'm an expert in all of the find your voice tools, you know, so, you know, YouTube, podcasting, social media, etc. And once they follow their passion, a lot of people are frightened to speak on a podcast, to speak at an event, you know, to use social media, you know, to do a YouTube channel. They're frightened of all of these things and they need help with all of those things. And then all of the things that I do, and a lot of the reason why they're frightened is because they're not actually passionate about their business, or they don't believe in their business, or they don't think they're offering real value. So they even need to work on their mental blocks and understand that they are offering value and they get the confidence to build their app. Or they need to pivot to do something that they really do believe in. Is once you're actually doing something you believe in, you'll talk. And I always say you'll shout it off the hilltops. Like, you know what I mean? You'll tell anyone what you're doing. And that's the point that I try and get people to, is that they're so enthused and they're so energetic and so excited about what their plans are and their future goals that literally they'll do anything and they'll just, you know, keep taking on new platforms. Because, you know, I've got a mastermind called Strong Communicators.
Okay.
PR people, podcasters, coaches, speakers, global networkers, influencers, all of that. And it doesn't matter which communication platform you come into. First of all, if you want to make a global impact, you've got to sort of like learn them all.
Yeah.
Because especially, well, it depends if you're really niche or not. Like, you know, but if you're making a global impact, you're probably not that niche. You know, make a global impact in a niche sector. I want to make about making a global impact. Like, you know what I mean? So you've got to be not niche, really. So people keep telling you niche down, niche down, niche down, niche down. But I'm like, well, entrepreneurs is my niche. I've niched down from all of the population to the ones that do business.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my niche. So that's a big niche, but I think I can get around a big chunk of it. So I'm going to aim for all of it and see what I get.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're on the right track and you're doing all the right stuff. So.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously your niche is pretty big as well. Travel, pretty much everyone loves travel, don't they? Like, except, maybe people who, frightened to leave the house, or, people with mental health issues or something like that. Pretty much everyone else loves travel. It's something that most people look forward to. So again, you don't have to niche down. Travel's a big industry. You can niche down, but you can also
I do think I want to reach the people that are more like afraid to travel and do adventures. I'm definitely not like luxury travel. It's more teaching people, you can go do a hike that pushes you out of your comfort zone. It doesn't necessarily have to be the craziest hike in the world. I always say, I'm a very everyday average person. And if I can do this stuff, anybody can, because I grew up seeing vlogs of people, wingsuiting off of cliffs. And I thought, no, that's not me. I'm afraid of everything. So I just want to reach the people that maybe want to try something, but they're a little nervous.
Yeah. Fair enough. And it's always good to have a sort of focus point on who you're targeting your stuff at. But, never know. This day and age with the internet and stuff, people pick up stuff in so many different places. You just never know who's looking, and you never know why. For me, it's just about being omnipresent. It's being everywhere, especially because my target audience are entrepreneurs, because they are everywhere. You know what I mean? You lift up any rock anywhere in the world and there'll be an entrepreneur and they're thinking about how we can sell the rock.
Yeah.
So let people know a little bit about the name of the YouTube channel and any other platforms that they can get in touch with you. How do they get in touch with you online, etc.?
Yeah, so my main website is monicagoes.com, and that has all of the blogs, all of the videos, about me stuff. But the YouTube channel is at Monica Goes Show. And there's over 300 videos. There's over 100 full destination episodes. There's some bloopers and behind the scenes. So that's the main spot. And then across social media, it's at Monica Goes Show as well.
Okay, that's across everything. Are you on TikTok? Have you managed to work that one out yet, TikTok?
When I joined, I was like, I'm just going to let this be my fun one where I do dumb stuff. And then I finally gave up and now I'm making like travel videos on that. So I'm taking kind of like how YouTube has their short videos. I'm just marketing that everywhere. So I'm doing the short videos on YouTube. I'm putting those on TikTok. I'm putting those on Instagram Reels, just to sort of diversify and get across the board. So I love watching TikToks, but I haven't fully committed to TikTok just yet.
I love watching TikTok. You can easily lose an hour or two in TikTok.
Oh, for sure.
Because it sends you all the stuff that you like anyway, like all the algorithms do. That's why I like the algorithms. I like the fact that they know your data, because you get fed information that you want all of the time. So it's like Facebook. A lot of people don't like their data being used by Facebook. Well, I'm like, well, it don't cost anything. So you got to give them something.
And that's what somebody actually in a YouTube group on Clubhouse was saying. The algorithms are not there to hurt the creatives. It's there to help the consumers.
Yeah,
and that's really what it comes down to. It's not like they're trying to hide your content. They're trying to get it to the right people.
Yeah, definitely. And what I find is once you sign up for like I do a lot of events like you do, learning events, webinars and expos and all sorts of things. And once you've signed up for a couple of them, it's amazing because like Facebook just keeps sending them to you.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll go to that one. Oh, yeah, I'll go to that one. The time last year when all of a sudden there was like loads of free content, when COVID hit, it was just like webinars everywhere, content everywhere. It was like overdosing on information.
And that's Clubhouse for me right now.
Well, I'm looking to build my speaking. I'm probably speaking more than I'm learning. I'm at the stage of life now where I think, to be honest, I've got a good handle on most of the information in my industry. I've got a good feeling about what I need to know in social media. I'm the time to give back and help others, be that focal point to share to others. And that's what I'm looking to do, because it's the best platform at the moment to get build influence, So that's what I'm looking to do. But I do nip in and out of stages all the time. Plus, when you're speaking on a stage anyway, you get so many people up and you learn so much off the other people as well.
Yeah, In fact, I started, can I swear on this show?
Yeah, if you want to, you do what you want to.
I started a room the other day because I've always, you know, I've been going to rooms and starting rooms that are all travel based or podcast, you know, very in my work area. But I started one the other day called My Dog is an Asshole because I wanted to learn. So I just searched out dog trainers and made them moderators so that I could learn from them. So it's completely selfish, but I also, you know, other people got value as well. But that's kind of what I love about Clubhouse. So
I love the random names. So one of my popular ones was I'm addicted to Clubhouse and I don't care.
There you go.
That attracted a lot of people in, and that was an interesting one. And I've been doing a moderators one as well. So I'm looking to, become a moderator of moderators. I'm connected with all the moderators. I do quite a lot of dual stuff because people know that I can manage a room well because I used to be a corporate sales director. So I'm used to running sales people, et cetera, and like managing the room and keeping them on target and on flow and all of that. I've been a member of IntroBiz, which is Wales's biggest business network, which is where I work now. But for 9 years, I was a member. And I've been hosting tables in the real world.
Yeah.
I used to manage in a real world table of 10 as well. So like I've got a lot of skills that work well in the Clubhouse.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So people keep asking me like, oh, will you co-mod with me? So I'm like, yeah, I'm running out of hours of the day to do my own events and co-mod them, like, you know.
That's great.
Yeah, it is great. So, I bet you probably get asked as a travel host as well. You probably get asked to go on, don't you?
Yeah, I was in one the other day. They asked me to moderate one on marketing. And I thought, well, I don't know anything about marketing. But then as we got talking, I was like, oh, I guess I've been doing it for 6 years for my show. But I also got to learn from other people. But it was really, again, it's that I could manage a room and that I can speak and fill in dead air when that's needed.
Yeah. That's the bit that I can do. I can talk about anything pretty much. Yeah. And I can fill any amount of time if needed, you know. I could probably do my own show, you know, for like 24 hours or something, like, you know.
Yeah.
I'll find something to talk about because I've been in sales and marketing all my life. So, you know, I've had to always be the conversation starter and the person who asks open questions. Especially if you've got people around you, just all you got to do is ask an open question and then you can fill another 10 minutes or hour or however long the person wants to answer for.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's fantastic getting you on my podcast anyway and finding out a little bit about you. I mentioned my Strong Communicators group. Search that out on Facebook. I'd love you to come to my mastermind. I do it at 2 o'clock on a Sunday, which is UK time. So what are you... West Coast, you are, aren't you?
Mountain time, so I'm not sure.
Behind. So that would be 5 hours off 12. That would be about 7 in the morning, I think, 7 o'clock in the morning, so it's early. Okay. But I've got a guy in there who's a podcaster, and he teaches people how to build their YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
More subscribers and stuff. So whether you come to the mastermind or not, I'll hook you up with Jim anyway. His name's Jim Bordeaux. He does Lions on the Prowl podcast, which is an NFL podcast for the Detroit Lions.
Ah, that's my team.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, I'm from Michigan, so I'm a massive Lions fan, even though we're terrible every year.
Yeah, well, that's what you just got rid of your coach and your manager or something, but I just seen on the news on Sky Sports that you had a new one the other day. Yeah. So, there we are then. You're definitely going on Jim Bordeaux's podcast.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic. And he'll help you with your YouTube channel subscription growth. So. And he's just got into like a network or something. I've seen his posts. But we all share each other's posts in the Strong Communicators group, which is another place to drive traffic.
Okay.
I've got a global podcasters group as well. And I've got a group called Entrepreneur Zone. I've got loads of groups. I've got like 100 Facebook pages and 50 groups.
So, oh my gosh.
Plus there's a
group exhausted just running my own stuff.
I've got 250 social media accounts all in, I think.
Oh my goodness.
I've got 5 websites with 5 blogs. Before I started podcasting in March last year, I've been blogging for 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and friends of mine run Inspirational Women of the World, abbreviated to IWOW. And IWOW is 4,300 female entrepreneurs who all like to help and support each other.
Yeah.
In that group as well. And, you know, they all travel. They're actually all going to Morocco later on in in like 10 years or maybe this year for like a mastermind and to actually start building an entrepreneurial village in Morocco. So they're giving back to the community and stuff, like, you know. So I just written a best-selling Amazon book with all the different members having different sort of sections of the book and stuff as well. They do that sort of thing. They're awesome people, awesome book, awesome people, awesome entrepreneurs, really supportive. And I wish I could get in there, but it's Inspirational Women of the World. So I can't get in, but that's why I tell all the awesome females that I meet, I tell them to get in that group so that they can benefit from it, even if I can't.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, brilliant. And also, I mentioned I do some work in interviews. I'll send you a link if you want to, and you can actually come along to our events as well and meet a load of Europeans.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, and you go down a storm because they always love the international visitors and guests and stuff. And like I said, everyone's interested in travel.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. So thanks a lot for coming on my podcast. I think we'll call it a day there because I got another one straight after. And another one after that, another one after that, another one after that. But thanks a lot. And like I said, if anything I can do to help you, just reach out to me. I don't say it. Because I'm being polite, I say it because I want people to reach out to me and see if I can help them in some way. So definitely reach out and thank you very much, and just carry on being the awesome female entrepreneur that you are.
And, thank you so much.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye.